I was selling myself just to get more drugs to make me forget about the horrible fact that I had just sold myself. It was a vicious cycle until a Christian helped me to get set free.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems, but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about what percentage of Christian kids leave their parents' faith and change to becoming either an atheist or a person of a different religion. According to a study done interviewing Harvard college students, apparently only 42% stayed with the same denominational Christian faith as their parents had. So, you know, it's not everybody. But out of that, 25% had become atheist, 14% felt the need to switch to a different religion, and 19% shifted to more liberal religions such as Unitarianism. Today, we're going to talk about someone's story who went through this, left their faith, and fell into horrible drug addiction. In our last show, Whitney Harris, who is a former drug addict, was telling us about how she left her Christian upbringing to experience the life of doing whatever she wanted, just like the people of the world, and she got into methamphetamines, ecstasy, and eventually into heroin. She told us how throughout all the partying and drugs, she would experience more depression and more emptiness through it all. There were times that she felt like she was dying. Today, she's going to share with us that heroin addiction brought her to a new low until Jesus Christ set her free. Whitney, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Whitney, it's such an honor to have you back. And I understand that you eventually became homeless because of your addiction specifically to heroin. Tell us about the experience of heroin in your life.
So I did start doing heroin, and that was pretty much the end all. Like, if you start doing heroin, you're just gone. That's the rock bottom of it. At that point, I didn't care about who I was or any morals I had. I was selfish. All I cared about was getting high. And so I did go to heroin.
Wow.
It made me feel very numb. It definitely gave a euphoric feeling. But with heroin, opposed to like any other drug, it made you do things that you would never, ever even think about doing in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, if you wanted to get high and you couldn't get high, I started with stealing.
Oh.
I would start stealing from stores, selling products to get money to get high.
Wow.
That didn't last me too long. I kept going in and out of jail with theft tickets and then being homeless on heroin. A lot of girls prostitute themselves.
Wow. Well, I understand the heroin addiction did get you into a horrible situation where you were prostituting yourself just to get more drugs to self-medicate. Tell us about that.
Yeah. And so that was like a new low I've never experienced. And I was homeless. I was sleeping outside in sleeping bags. I slept in hotels, cemeteries, anywhere.
Cemeteries? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I got so desperate that I did. I met a dealer and I was with another girl and she said, well, let's go to his house because he'll get us high for free.
Mm-hmm.
We went and he did. The first time I went, he did. And then he told me to come back. And so I did. And very quickly, I realized that all the girls in his apartment, they were prostituting themselves to him.
Oh, my gosh. And this guy was like really gross. Like he was older than you and just kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, very gross. And really just abusing women and where they're at. They're just in a desperate spot. And a lot of that happens when you're on heroin.
Well, how did you eventually get set free from all of this? Because this is horrible. It seems like a trap.
Yeah. It seemed to be impossible for me to get out of the situation I was in. But God started intervening in my life. And a Christian man who was my parents' friends, he kept contact with me all throughout my addiction. And he reached out to me and he said, Whitney, I'm going to get you on a Greyhound bus and you can go to this rehab in San Francisco.
Wow.
And at this point, I was prostituting. I was homeless. And I said, okay, I want to try and get clean. I'm going to go. I'm going to get on that bus.
Wow, that must have been an amazing moment because you're stuck. I'm so destitute at this point. Is that right?
Yes, I was so, so desperate and so without hope. And I got on that Greyhound bus. We stopped at a McDonald's. I went into the bathroom and the bus left me.
Really? What? How? What happened?
I was using drugs in the bathroom. I had a little bit of drugs left and I said, I'm going to get high on this before I go to rehab because I wasn't fully ready, you know?
Oh, kind of like your last high, kind of like it's my last cheeseburger before I fast kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. And so I was getting high in the bathroom. I walked outside. The bus was gone.
So your hope was gone because like this was the money to buy the ticket and you were far away from San Francisco.
Yes, I was 3 hours away. And so I was scared. I was like, I don't even know where I'm at. And so I walked to the nearest Walmart. And in my mind, I said, I'm going to hitchhike. I want to ask somebody for a ride for them to help me to get to the bus or get to the rehab.
Wow.
I had no other option. And so I approached this man. He was an older man. And I just said, sir, can you please help me? This is my situation. I'm actually trying to get to a rehab and the bus left me. I don't even know where I'm at. He just looked down at his phone and he really contemplated this. And he said, yes, I'll help you. Let me just call my wife and let her know. And so I got into this guy's truck. He started driving me down south to San Francisco. And all this guy could talk about was Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
He was a believer. And I was like a homeless girl on drugs. I smelled awful. I looked awful. And yet this servant of God, you know, a drug addict approaches him and says, will you give me a ride? And he said, yes.
Wow.
This man did the work of God that day and just loved me. You know, where I was at, it was like the love of God.
Wow.
He drove me all the way down to the rehab. I got there. And so it was God intervening in little areas of my life.
Well, I actually understand that, you know, you met someone at the rehab center before becoming Christian and you had a child with him. I understand this was a moment that you knew you had to take care of that drug addiction because you got kind of back into it. And you're kind of going back and forth. Tell us what happened and how you felt about all of this and what led you to Christ.
Mm-hmm. So I was 5 weeks into this rehab and I had a feeling I was pregnant that I hooked up with this guy in the rehab. So I went downtown that day. I got a pregnancy test. And I went into a Starbucks and I took this test and I walked outside. I just sat there as it was loading and it said I was pregnant.
Wow.
At that moment, I just was weeping. I was crying and I was thinking, I'm homeless. I'm a drug addict. I'm pregnant. The dad is a drug addict. I have no money. Like I was at my rock bottom. And all I did was cry out to God. That's all I could do. I called out to him and I said, God, please help me. And he answered me that day. And he said to me, come with me and you will never have to go back to this life again.
Wow.
And I sat there and I contemplated it and I knew it was God. I knew it was him inviting me into his life, into this world with him. And I knew in my heart, I said, I'm going to follow God. I stood up and I said, I'm going to leave this world behind me. I'm going to leave everything, all the drugs, this whole lifestyle. I'm going to leave it and follow God.
Now, I understand it's been a few years since, but how did coming to know Christ change the depression you dealt with in most of your life? Did it change it?
Oh, yes. God has given me joy, things I've never experienced, joy and peace, purpose. When I was younger, I was like, oh, I want freedom to do everything. Well, that freedom to do whatever I wanted led me to being a slave to addiction.
Oh.
I was a slave to all these drugs. Every day I had an answer to them. And when I met Jesus, I became free. And I'm like, man, I am free. I don't have to do drugs anymore to have joy, to be happy, to be fulfilled. All I need is God. And I found him.
Whitney, I know that God did some amazing things for you because I understand that your son was adopted by two Christian people, amazing Christian people, and you lost a little bit of touch with your son. But as you got set free and as God started changing your life, I understand you just graduated from nursing school and your son was there to witness it. And it's just such a huge redemption. It must have been pretty euphoric. Tell us about that real quick.
Yes, it definitely was. My son was at my graduation with his beautiful parents that adopted him.
Oh.
I pursued nursing and graduated, and it was all because of God. He did the impossible. He gave me the strength to do this, and he has completely redeemed my life.
Wow. Whitney, God is so amazing. And I really just congratulate you so much on what God has done in your life Thank you so much for being brave and sharing that for all of us to learn so much.
Yes, of course. I love to. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Wow, God is amazing. Let's talk more about this right after the short break.
Did you know that Evangelist Onlay also travels around the world speaking at gospel events? Yeah. Go to www.therealliferadioshow.com to learn more about us and what we are doing to impact the world and reach the next generation. Also, you got to check out our YouTube channel, where Onlay explores different parts of the world and God's wonders, sharing insights and reaching people in different countries. Let's explore the wonders of the world together. You don't want to miss out on this one.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. I want to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? The biggest thing I really love about Whitney's testimony is that all these years she fought to have that choice in her life, but as she chose the wrong things, it didn't lead her to freedom, but rather to a life of slavery where she was literally selling herself. That is a sad truth that so many running away from God today, they don't realize that they aren't running into freedom, but always some form of bondage. It could be lust, pornography, drugs, or even living a life that is separated from understanding the true purpose to one's own life. But God is a redeemer. He redeemed Whitney's life and turned it around from a man who was willing to be used by God to bring the gospel or the good news of Jesus Christ to Whitney. How powerful to know that God was answering Whitney's parents' prayers when that man was willing to step out of his busy schedule to be willing to be used by God. And it is in the moment when Whitney had the blindness removed from her eyes when she thought what was freedom wasn't freedom at all. The very thing she thought was oppression in her youth became her freedom. It's written in ancient scriptures in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. I'm sensing someone right now is listening and saying, you know what? I want to make that choice. I want to know what Whitney knows. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for the person who's saying, I have never truly had Jesus become my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, we believe that you died on the cross for our sins. We receive that forgiveness. God, forgive us. We ask you, Lord God, help us to follow you. We realize that you were raised from the dead to raise our lives back into what it needs to be. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
You can listen to The Real Life Radio Show on Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Samsung, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. See you next time.